Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Now, why are so many dads peacekeepers, and why don't they support high standards? Well, we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast. Do peacekeeping dads support mediocrity? It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your questions. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download our free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. Let's all remember this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, before we dive into today's question, I have a happy announcement to make. The audio version of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle, is now available on Amazon and on Audible. And here's the kicker. With a 30-day free trial of Audible, it's free. And free is my favorite price. What's yours? You know, a lot of folks much prefer listening to books while they walk, drive, or do mundane tasks, so this is a great opportunity to learn my model for helping families end control battles. So today we're answering a question from Sharon, who wrote in response to my earlier podcast, My Husband Undermines My Parenting. And Sharon asks, what is it about the fathers in these situations that allows the child to slide when it comes to showing responsibility? Is it because the fathers are more peacekeepers while moms are more peacemakers? To me, merely keeping the peace, you settle for the status quo, and mediocrity is acceptable. But making peace happen, you push for change for the better. And that requires effort and just plain old hard work. Is it as simple as that? Well, thanks for your question, Sharon. It's an important one because polarized parents are a common and unhealthy family dynamic. And yes, there are some common father-mother patterns I see. But as we talk about it, let's keep in mind that these are generalizations. And there are situations where the genders are reversed, or in same-sex parent homes, there can be a good guy peacekeeper and a frustrated taskmaster, and gender just isn't relevant. But you asked a question about fathers and why it is so common for dads to be peacekeepers that support mediocrity while moms push for change and want to achieve peace through accomplishment, and that requires parents to teach a strong work ethic. Well, I am a father, and I have my own bad instincts, so I know about what you're talking about here up close and personal, so I'm going to do my best to answer your question. So for the most part, there is a common tendency for mothers to be the primary parenting leaders and keepers of the home responsibilities and home upkeep processes. Now, I have friends and clients where this isn't true, where dad is the primary parent and homemaker, and I've got friends and clients where responsibilities are quite comfortably shared. But for the most part, moms take on these roles while dads take on adjunctive roles. This is true even with couples who, prior to having children, thought parenting and homemaking would be shared equally. But once children enter the picture, the behavior reverts to a more traditional model. So one reason dads become peacekeepers is because they aren't focused on the day-to-day responsibilities in the home and teaching responsibilities to the kids. They figure this is getting done by mom. Sometimes their tendency to not push for high standards is supported by dad seeing mom and the kids are struggling. And mom is no longer at her best, at least when dad's home at the worn out time of day. So if dad becomes judgmental of mom rather than empathetic towards her, he can think, well, I'll be the happy, positive parent to offset his belief that mom is being the mean, negative parent. Obviously, not a good thing. Yet, pretty common. And to make things even worse, the next thing in this scenario is that mom, of course, feels undermined, gets upset towards dad, which reinforces his belief that mom is negative and mean. See what's going on here? Do you see how these negative patterns develop? This is just the birth of the pattern. Once it becomes ingrained, we've got a control battle. So then there's the challenge of dads not knowing the home routine. And even when dad wants to participate and support his wife, he doesn't know how and may make mistakes. And mom might not tell him because she resents that he doesn't know. And rather than appreciate what he does do, she feels upset with what he's not doing. Then he feels set up and she feels let down. Perfect storm, right? Then there are situations where dad does get active in doing chores only to have mom redirect him, like that's not a priority, this is, and then dad resents the redirection because he doesn't like to be bossed around. And then there's the case of dad being the primary income earner with the job that keeps him away a lot. There's the problem of dad and the kids missing each other and dad wanting to make a good connection with the kids and so engages with fun rather than with supporting limits and responsibilities. In general, and boy, am I stepping into generalities today. Jeepers, creepers. Girls mature more quickly than boys and women mature more quickly into womanhood than men do into manhood. And men do have a tendency in many cases to want to stay boys. And when this is the case, these dads can over-identify with their children and teens and have the attitude of, I slacked off and screwed around and I turned out fine. So with child and teen irresponsible behavior, no worries. Needless to say, moms married to these dads experience dad as another kid to manage. So Sharon, I hope I'm answering your question about why it is so common for dads to be the peacekeeper at the expense of supporting their partner and challenging and supporting their kids to meet high standards. So what's to be done about all this? Can dads do better? And can moms and dads do better together? Hell yeah, they can and they need to. Here's how. Approach marriage and child rearing with a growth mindset. We are starting out on a journey that's guaranteed to have lots of ups and lots of downs and lots of challenges that we have no way of knowing in advance. All we know is that there's going to be plenty going on and we are going to make a lot of mistakes and have a lot to learn about. A lot to learn about ourselves, a lot to learn about each other, our children, a lot to learn about life. So let's enter this with humility, a sense of humor, a belief in ourselves and each other, and in the process of learning and growing. You know, I think there are commonly three main learning and growing points in a person's life. You know, well, actually, now that I think about it, maybe four. So, one is when we get our first real job, where expectations and demands are challenging, they're clear, and they're not coming from parents or teachers. The second major time is marriage. And then the third is becoming a parent. In each of these situations, we have the opportunity and the mandate to stretch our capacity, and we learn yet again that it's not all about us. And the four that I thought of as I was speaking is probably about becoming elderly and facing our mortality. So accept the challenge with a healthy attitude. If as parents you find yourselves polarized and unhappy with each other, realize that you are in a negative cycle or control battle, and most likely your kids are caught up in it as well. Your challenge here is to change the pattern. To do so, here's my message to dads. Dad, quit saving face. Don't waste your time and energy protecting your ego and quit worrying about being right. Change the pattern and partner with your wife. You want the same things. You just have different ways of getting there. You both want well-raised, confident kids who are well-prepared for adulthood. If she's upset with you, don't allow yourself to become defensive or avoidant. Listen. Hear her concerns. Appreciate and respect her thoughtful hard work and find out what you need to do to support her. There's plenty of time to play with the kids when their work is done. You can support responsible behavior by being clear and still bring warmth, encouragement, positivity, and humor. If your wife is approaching things negatively, it's because she's frustrated and maybe even burned out. By bringing fresh, positive energy to the situation and helping your wife get the kids to the finish line that your wife responsibly established, that's how you'll be a real hero. Make sense? Rules of thumb. No negative judgment of your wife. Only support. Forget protecting your ego. That's a relic from your childhood operating system or your OS1. And I won't go into a long explanation of that, but you can listen to an earlier podcast titled How to Transition from Surviving to Thriving, or the other podcast, Am I Programmed for Parental Burnout? Both of these podcasts will explain my use of the metaphor and how it can help you with the process of change and personal growth I'm talking about. And by the way, I use that model, that metaphor, in all day long with clients, and it's fabulously powerful. All right. Here is my message to moms who are struggling with partners who polarize. And when you become the designated bad guy and you feel that your efforts to teach high standards to your kids are being undermined. Don't fight your partner. Change the pattern. Even though you may be shouldering the load of teaching the kids responsible, high-quality behavior, don't allow yourself to sink into righteous indignation. That only supports the pattern, and it is no doubt a relic from your childhood and your OS1, your operating system that is antiquated. Your partner wants responsible, healthy, happy kids just like you do. Communicate clearly and positively with your partner about what you want. Be sure to appreciate what he does with and without the kids. If he's being happy, good time dad, appreciate his positive energy and let him know exactly where and why you need him to bring that energy. If he actively disagrees with your standards and expectations of the kids, let him know you're open to discussing it, but for right now, you need his support. If you're burned out, trying to get the kids to manage responsibility, and your partner isn't supporting your efforts and goals the way you need, support, just take a break. No one's going to die. Step one is for you to take care of yourself, and get some self-time away from parenting and family life. When you come back to it with some fresh energy, then you can bring optimism and positivity and not let anyone else's negativity or criticism bring you down. That way, you're going to break the pattern and the control battle and promote personal and family growth. So, Sharon, you might be right about the common pattern and the differences between moms and dads. But it doesn't stop there, because it's all about parents, kids, and families growing, changing, avoiding or ending control battles, and making ourselves better. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to you, Sharon, for your question. And don't forget, if you prefer to listen to books rather than read them, Ending the Parenting Control Battle, now available in audio form. And please remember to take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.